From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. To Thailand now, where a Thai court has ousted the country's prime minister as well as his cabinet. The ruling is the latest twist in an increasingly unusual political story. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, the government's latest troubles began in the kitchen.
For nearly 2 weeks now, Thailand's embattled and combative Prime Minister Samaksin Thutawade vowed to resist the demands of thousands of protesters occupying the Prime Minister's office, protesters who call him a corrupt proxy for deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, protesters demanding Samak's resignation. Today, Samak finally did step down, brought down not by the mob, but by the whisk, after a constitutional court ruled he had violated the Constitution by appearing several times as a guest on the cooking show he once hosted before becoming Prime Minister. Samak's cooking show had become quite popular in the years before he became Prime Minister. On this show, he's demonstrating his recipe for larb tuna, spicy tuna salad from the Northeast. But his paid guest appearances after he took on his new responsibilities, the court ruled, were a no-no. The unusual and speedy ruling against the prime minister means his entire cabinet must resign as well. Not coincidentally, satisfying the demands of the so-called People's Alliance for Democracy, which has been leading the campaign to unseat Samak. And more than a few eyebrows have been raised at the way the case appears to have been fast-tracked and the verdict delivered so promptly, in a country where such cases are known to drag on for months, if not years. It's not clear what happens next, though Samak's party and its coalition partners say they will renominate him to become prime minister once the dust settles. And the so-called People's Alliance for Democracy says their supporters will remain at government house for the time being, meaning the political deadlock that has frustrated many Thais and many foreign investors, not to mention many tourists who've had to change their travel plans, isn't likely to be resolved anytime soon. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
And for those interested in trying the Prime Minister's cooking, the British newspaper The Guardian has published several recipes from his show.
One dish, pig's legs in Coca-Cola.
Take 5 pig's legs, 4 bottles of Coca-Cola, 3 tablespoons of salt, fish sauce, shiitake mushrooms, and lots of spices. Boil in a big pot and simmer for several hours.
Apparently this serves 5. We're thinking either very small pigs or else the Prime Minister has a very big appetite. You can find a link to the full recipe plus the Premier's recipe for his special fried rice at our website, npr.org.